Hey, greetings, this is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you a teaching moment of discernment. Hey, today is 9/11/2017. Thought I would bring an audio, and of course it's 9/11. The title of my audio, 9/11, the Statue of Liberty, patriotism, paganism? You know, everywhere we go around the country, people are sensitive to 9/11. It was a big event. First off, I want to say right from the start, a lot of people talk about it being an inside job. The government did it. It was all faked. All kinds of conspiracy theories. I have no comment and no statement on that. God knows the truth. I don't put anything past any man or any government, but I don't know exactly what happened. But this I know about 9/11. Is that if people would focus on Jesus Christ, God's word, and his truth as much as they focus on 9/11, there'd be a lot more people going to heaven. You know, when we look at America, we see a lot of paganism, and a lot of the paganism stems right from patriotism. You know, in the book of Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul tells us we are citizens of heaven, not of earth. So we do not consider ourselves patriotic Americans. We consider ourselves at don'tperish.com born again Christians that live in America. We happen to be, God placed us here in America. So you need to study scripture to find out where you're really a citizen of. Idolatry and paganism is anything that you lift up above the truth of God. So the flag, freedom, America, all of these things, these are all sinful before a holy God, and their idolatry and their paganism. But we want to remind people of that. So the focus on 9/11, while it was a terrible event, thousands of people lost their lives, yes, we understand that, that's not bigger than God and his truth. That's not where our focus needs to be. And I mentioned the Statue of Liberty. We did an article on our teaching blog. We have articles on all of these things, paganism, patriotism, Statue of Liberty, on our teaching blog. Go to don'tperish.com, click on our teaching blog. Everyone looks to the Statue of Liberty as a big sign of freedom in America. Do you know that's a pagan symbol? That's a pagan goddess called Libertas. We did an article on that. She ends up on our coins, or on America's coins. Now, this is sad that America, I keep saying we, not us, not we, we've come out of the world. America has allowed paganism right in. I think it was in at its founding, quite honestly. And so unless you're rooting out truth by God's word, you're in idolatry, paganism, error, and sin. So on this 9/11 anniversary, when everyone's focused on considering 9/11, I hope you think about patriotism. It's idolatry. I hope you think about 9/11 and the overfocus then on the things of God rather than things of God. That's idolatry and paganism. Statue of Liberty and freedom, loving freedom more than the truth of God. We're to surrender everything to God. That would be our freedoms too. America is such a sad, sad country. Religious buildings on every corner. So much freedom and so much prosperity we want for nothing. But yet we're void of the truth of God. We don't even have the biblical gospel, faith, repentance, being born again, obeying God's word in holiness and obedience, and enduring to the end. Most religious places have a believe in Jesus gospel. It's not the biblical gospel. So America needs to take stock. And on this 9/11 anniversary, I hope you take stock of your life and see, what are you living for? What are you focused on? Have you been sold the lie that America is great, that God is blessing us, that we're favored among nations? Oh no, America's ripe for judgment. And part of the reason we are ripe for judgment is because of our overfocus on things like 9/11, war, militarism, Statue of Liberty, paganism. Consider those things. Go to our teaching blog, look up the articles. Also many audios at John 4:24 radio, to help you in the true biblical gospel, to help you with the true New Testament body life, not man-made religion. You know, I need to speak on that for a second. man-made religion they were talking about, I'm sure, from their man-made pulpits. They were talking about 9/11 and patriotism and freedom and God bless America. None of this is of God. None of this is of God. This is all man-made Christianity. This is not biblical Christianity. So wake up, America. Judgment is coming. God's word says judgment starts in the house of God. So if you believe you're of God, you need to be testing and judging yourself. 1 Corinthians 5 says we are to test ourselves. 2 Corinthians 6 says we're to come out of all darkness and have nothing to do with it. Ephesians 5 says we are to have nothing to do with the works of darkness, rather reprove them, avoid all appearance of evil. This is what I'm talking to you about. 9/11, patriotism, Statue of Liberty, loving freedom. This is all sin before God. The overfocus on these things are sin before God. And we're here to call it out, keep people's focus, or remind people to focus on Jesus Christ and his truth, because this life, James, book of James says your life's nothing but a vapor. Won't be long. 9/11 won't mean anything to you because you'll be headed for your death and ashes and dust. What will your standing before God be? This is a big question. Statue of Liberty won't help you. Being an American citizen won't help you. What will your standing before God be on that day? That's what we're concerned about. We really don't care about what happens in America. In fact, if great, terrible things come to America, we don't want people to die and suffer. But one thing's for sure, more people would cling to the truth of God's word than football on Saturday, Sunday. Pretty pathetic. May not be a popular message, but it's the truth. We share it because we love people and we want them to be in the truth. So test yourself on the issues I brought up. Don't focus on 9/11. Focus on the truth of God. Go to don'tperish.com. We're here to help you. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.